What made you decide to memorialize these places where people have died in the desert?
Prior to moving to Tucson in 2011, I had no idea that people are dying out in the Sonoran Desert. I saw a map that has all of these red dots where a death has occurred, where a body has been collected. And I wanted to walk to those sites and see if there was any spirits, any energy, any something that could tell me. So I did a few of those walks. I went to the sites. And of course, there's nothing, just a bunch of desert and sand and rocks. These locations were important to me. I needed to sort of point the finger that someone had died here. Someone looking for the American dream had died.
So there are thousands of deaths in the desert in the last decade. How do you choose which sites you visit?
Well, you know, most of these dead sites are in very remote areas. In the beginning, I used to find clusters of them where I could do two, three, or four a week. Nowadays, I cannot do that. I can only do maybe two because the distances are becoming longer and longer and longer. And besides, I'm getting older and my legs are no longer what they used to be. I try to put as many crosses as I can, knowing that I'll never finish.
How many have you placed?
Over 900.
What do you hope goes through the heads of someone that finds one of your crosses? Be they a person trying to cross the desert, border patrol agent, or just someone out enjoying nature?
Another reason why I use the cross is because not many people want to desecrate a place where there's a cross. It's sort of the cross protects the red dot. So the cross is really the vehicle to take the red dot into the desert. So when people see the crosses, it's always, wow, what is this cross doing in the middle of nowhere? Some of these crosses are becoming shrines. The migrants leave little religious imagery, some money, maybe a candle, to sort of remember that this journey is very, very difficult. And I don't know what Border Patrol will think of them. Perhaps a little bit of humanity. This is a sacred space.
What has this taught you about the people who cross the desert?
Well, when a migrant dies out in the desert, he doesn't make the news. It's not written anywhere except at the morgue. But this person was a human being. This person had a life and had family and dreams and hopes and plans, and that all ended there. I'm an immigrant myself. I came from Colombia, South America. I was one of the lucky ones who found the American dream. I mean, maybe not all the pieces, but enough for me to feel that I succeeded here.
Yeah, you found your American dream.
I found my own version of it. Maybe this is what the American dream is all about. It's a notion to sort of advertise that this is where you may find it.
Alvaro Enciso, thank you very much for joining me today.
Well, you're very welcome. I'm very pleased to be here.